This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Folks.
Good morning, Melbourne. Good morning, Dave the Apprentice and Hunter's back.
Yeah, I'm back, guys. I've recovered nearly 100%. I'm back on board. It is the tag team this morning. It's 22 minutes to 7. If you're just waking up, it's looking... Oh, how's the weather, Haz?
It's dark.
It is dark. It is 9 degrees and we're heading for a top of 15. So throw those covers off and launch yourself forth into the day.
Guys, it's a lot warmer than it has been, I will admit that, but we have got a jam-packed show coming up.
Massive.
Here. I'm going to be talking things that you're holding on to a little bit too much.
Hoarding. You're talking hoarding.
I'm talking hoarding.
You're mad for a hoard.
Yes. I'm going to be talking about an event that's on this weekend out in the regional Victoria.
Ooh. Well, I can't wait to tell you about a secret that my friend has discovered in his own home. He's been living there for years, and it's going to blow your little head off, I promise that.
Oh, I hope it's to do with spirits. I love spirits.
That's a spirit.
Joy.org.au.
Sports rap.
Here she comes, folks. She's coming across the oval. What's she got? A baton in her hand. It's rhythmic gym today. She's throwing up. She's grabbing the ball. She's doing the streamer. She's doing it all. It's Harry Sports Rap.
Oh, it's good to have Hunter back.
Thank you, Hunter. First to the NRL. And there was a serious incident at Brookdale Oval on Friday night. The police were called because the Knights were robbed.
Oh, were they? What was stolen? Somebody's nick?
Well, the thief in question, Uarte, opened the account for the Eagles in the 20th minute. There was hope for the Knights as Benny, just like my mum, with a bare fridge, made something out of nothing.
Go
and
the
broke
Eagles.
Through and took the Knights into the sheds up at halftime. The second half saw Curtis Serenin pull a Miley Cyrus and go through that Knights defence like a wrecking ball to score for the Eagles, but it wasn't to be as Danny Levy did score a late try, but then Uarte's second dubious try. He didn't ground
honestly,
the ball.
Honestly, you could be speaking another language to me. I haven't understood.
He didn't ground the ball, sent the Knights back to Newey with their steed's tails firmly between their legs. To the AFL, and with only 2 wins out of 5, the Adelaide Crows are breathing a sigh of relief after defeating the Saints at Adelaide Oval. St Kilda have never won in the City of Churches, and they weren't likely to, with the patron saints of fumbles and turnovers shining down on the visitors. The outform Saints left nothing to the imagination, and Adelaide thumped home a 57-point
And what about my favourite team, the D's? Has even I know something happened with Melbourne last night, or yesterday, maybe some point this week.
Yesterday afternoon, Hunter, the D's, that massive win over the Pies.
Massive win. It was an amazing moment for Melbourne on the Queen's second birthday. I'll have you know.
Well, she's only two. She looks a lot older, but it's been a very hard 24 months for Her Majesty.
And it was a nail-biting match at Etihad Stadium with the Blue Baggers getting up against the Giants. There was a comedy of errors. I'm not the only clown around, guys, on the field on Saturday. And that is the sports wrap for this week.
Joy.org.au.
It is time for our new segment called Is Dave
a Banker?
A banker?
Okay.
A banker.
Text in 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Let us know if you think Dave is a banker.
The text messages are filling up already. That's I haven't even talked
yet. Just says
yet.
Yes. I'm not sure what that means.
It's a phone poll. Count your coins.
Okay. This is my story for this week to see if I am a banker. So what happens now is a lot of my friends are now... I've got a reputation of not turning up a lot of the time.
You're flaky.
Yeah, a bit flaky when it comes to social events. I do bail last minute and so forth or forget that something's on. So friends are saying...
Don't we know it, Harry?
Oh, God.
Yeah, the friends are saying, I've got my birthday. It's coming 3 Saturdays' time. We need you there. You know what I'm doing now? This is my secret technique. I'm actually forcing it back onto them to send me a calendar invite. So, what? Because it's just never in my schedule. Sorry, I never see it.
So you're just talking about, you're not talking about colleagues.
No, I'm just talking about.
You're just talking about friends.
Friends,
and
yes.
And you're making them make a digital invite.
Yes, and send it to my work calendar.
So you said, like, if it's not on my iCal, I'm not attending.
Yes, that's 100%. That's what I'm saying to them. So if it's not on my calendar invite, I won't be there.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what else is 100%, mate. You're a bloody banker.
Yeah, you are a banker.
Count the coins, mate. Count the coins.
Yeah, you're about to get a calendar.
But what's wrong with it, though?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm turning up now.
But just remember, if it's more sincere, if I go, oh, I've got this thing coming up, put it in your calendar, and you go, yep, I'm going to pop it in now, instead of me making a calendar event and send it to you.
The onus isn't on them. They've been kind enough to you're privileged to be invited to their event. The onus is on you to ensure that you shall attend. And don't get me wrong, mate, I don't attend either. In fact, my motto is, I don't come at you with my birthday, don't bother me with yours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just don't like the idea that they go, it's on Facebook. The invite's on Facebook, but I never look at Facebook. It doesn't attach.
Oh, you've got no time. You're always in your iCal.
That's right. So it's working on two people. So I attended a birthday function on Sunday night. That was an iCalendar invite. I went to the footy a couple of weeks ago. That was a calendar invite.
The footy had to be a calendar invite. All right.
Your friends, you need to treasure your friends, because I do not think you will find anybody else in the world that will go to these extra levels for you.
Yep, October 2, that's the day you're going to have no friends left. Pop that in your iCal,
okay.
Pop that in there. Tony's got in touch to say, well, my dentist sends a reminder, so why can't Dave have the same?
Yeah. Yep.
Spot on.
Dave's friendship's like pulling teeth, guys.
Oh, come on, that's a bit harsh.
It is. They're both a pain in the tooth. Joy.org.au. Joining us now, guys, it's the patron saint of the tag team, the guru herself, Miss Gretel Colleen.
Yay! Oh, that was a rather lonely little clap.
Oh,
yeah, go, Gretel!
Was that the sound of one hand clapping?
Yeah. Yeah, I was very close to the mic. Apologies for that, Gretel. It should have been more of a roar.
We love Gretel.
Now, listen, Gretel, you're coming back to Melbourne this week. You've got a brand new show, and this time it's a grown-up show and tell, right? So what sort of stuff do you think people will be bringing along?
Well, we've got four very special guests, as you may well know. Have you heard the lineup?
Oh, I've heard partial lineup, actually. Run us through it.
Well, we've got Damien Cowell. You guys are too young for Chisholm. Chisholm is the most phenomenal band. I was on a show with Chisholm, can't even remember, in like 1780 or something like that. And they used to always wear their heads covered up, so no one knew if they were in the band or not. So Damien says he was in the band. We don't know that he was, but he is a legendary musician.
That would be a spectacular long-term prank if he'd been pretending for 20-odd years that he was in Tism. It's finally paid off with a guest spot on your show.
My old boss used to be in Tism.
Did he really?
Yes, a CEO of my old job.
Oh, really? What's his name?
I'm not naming him.
You can't out him.
Name him.
No,
it could have been her.
It could have been her. Yeah, that's right. You should maybe redo the show as just a Chisholm outing experiment.
Now, I don't know much about Chisholm, but in my head, I imagine them like Power Rangers. Like, we don't know their identities. Is that kind of what it is?
Well, yes, without the cozzies. So it was just the koala thing on the head. I don't know if they're very unattractive or too good looking. And the, you know, their attractiveness would have been a distraction from the music. But they had this massive cult.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, we get that a lot on the tag team, don't we?
It was Big Tism. They heard that she was out and all their members.
That's right. That was my boss calling in, I think.
Joy.org.au. We have done some investigating and we have managed to retrieve Miss Gretel Colleen. Are you there, Gretel?
Yes, and I like the fact that you dobbed me in for the line going down.
I wouldn't be community
Thank
radio,
you
would it?
I tell you
well,
what.
Well, actually, it was me.
I was going to say, the first clue was the engaged turn we had to listen to. So.
I just got a more important call. Deal with it. No, I didn't. I'm sorry. There's this. I can't tell you how broken this headpiece is, so I'm holding it up, basically holding a coat hanger on the roof to try and make this work. And then I could hear this music playing, and I didn't know if it was you guys trying to make me sound more interesting by playing a track underneath what I was saying, or if it was my own radio playing, so I turned it off. And that's when you hung up. So basically, I'm completely on top of this high-tech situation.
So you were in the middle of telling us, running through the lineup. So we've got the bloke from Chisholm. Who else have you got?
Well, we've got Michael Dwyer, who is a fabulous, fabulous cultural journalist from very own Melbourne town. Jack Misson, who's a gorgeous young guy who I just love him. He's a radio producer. I think he's a star on the rise. And who else have we got? Bachelorette to the Stars, Georgia Love.
Oh, Georgia, great.
Yes.
Nice.
That's a great lineup.
I mean, really. And then there's me, of course.
Of course. So you'll be bringing your own object.
No. Yes, I am, and I'm not sure what to talk about yet.
Well, Grell...
Is that music again? Is that me?
No.
We are trying to make it more interesting with a track underneath. Yeah.
We're trying to keep it moving, Grell. I first fell in love with Show and Tell when I was at Llangwch Primary School in Wales. Is that where you fell in love with Show and Tell? Is that where the concept came from?
Yeah, completely love it. My daughter, when she was little, took a dead bug in a box, in a matchbox, and she told the whole class it was a family pet. I know, isn't that just terrible? Once she actually just took a box and said it was her favourite toy, it was just like a fruit box.
I feel like her Show and Tell might have ended up in a bit of a DHS visit round to the Colleen household.
Oh, well, actually, we were reported to docs. It was a sad time. No, we weren't.
Now, I did
hear of one little kid who, for every single Show and Tell, just took the same thing, and it was his goldfish. Isn't that sweet? But other people take... They steal things from their parents. Vibrators have been known to appear at Show and Tell.
Speaking of vibrators, yes. Gretel, is there any objects that are off-limits that we don't want to see?
No. Well, there's a few boy things I'm not interested in.
Yeah,
but that's just recently. I've moved on.
I think
Doesn't that make me sound mysterious? Yes, yeah. I'm just going to find out. Find out.
It is it's a bit of a suck it and see situation, I think. You don't know if you've crossed the line at Gretel Show and Tell.
It's exactly the opposite to a suck it and see. Thanks very much.
Now, Gretel, last time we had you on, you were talking about your psychic show, and now you're doing Show and Tell. Can we gather from that the psychic skills didn't pan out so well?
No. Thank you for your support.
But you didn't see that question coming.
What we can gather from that... Oh, my powers just came in. I think you won't be on radio for long. No, that's...
We'll probably get that engage signal again now.
Guru Gretz is actually making a guest appearance. I mean, honestly, my psychic powers have just gone from strength to strength. I've got no example. It's just more a mood.
Excellent.
I just feel they go from strength to strength.
Excellent. Well, Gretel's grown-up show and tell is on this Thursday night at the Bella Union at Trades Hall. So for tickets and info, head to bellaunion.com.au. Guru or Gretel Colleen, thank you so much for joining us.
I love you guys. Proud to be your saint.
Yay.
Bye. Thanks,
hang up on us. Hang up on us.
Joy.org.au.
I think I might be a hoarder.
Oh, no, you're not one of those people.
Right, hear me out.
That doesn't
hear
surprise
me. Raw.
It doesn't surprise me.
So the weekend, I discovered while doing a little home project that... So, all right, I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to open it up.
Yeah,
I'm just
going to
get it out
there.
That's
how conversation works.
So I was doing some sporty stuff on the weekend and I needed different sports balls, right?
What do you mean you're doing some sporty stuff?
I was just recording a little something about sport.
Okay.
So you weren't like sweating sport?
No. Okay. I was like recording it. So I needed a variety of sports balls, which I had, right? But also I needed the kit to go with it, which I had in abundance. Now, I've done a massive cull from all of my sporting attire, all the kit, Wales, the soccer, rugby.
Do you mean, you mean clothing?
Yes.
Kit is clothing.
Yeah, kit is clothing.
Team memorabilia.
Yes. Yeah. So I've done a massive cull, right? And I've got rid of a lot of stuff. But the stuff that I found, I've got like maybe 6 or 7 different basketball tops. I've got different like pullovers that are waterproof, non-waterproof, indoor, outdoor. I've got full kits. I've got shorts. I've got tops.
Just to confirm, singlets. You don't actually play any sport at all?
No.
Right, okay.
No.
And so how many genres of sport would you cover with your outfits, do you think?
With a ball or non-ball?
Including ball.
Oh, probably like 8.
Okay, which is a lot for somebody who doesn't play any sport whatsoever.
Yeah.
But Dave, you're mad for a sports top too.
Yeah, but I think I've had a lot over the past, but I don't have many more, so I must be getting rid of them. And especially a lot of soccer tops, when like the player leaves the club that I barrack for, I tend to just throw it out.
Yeah, you need to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Happens. I mean, if you're wearing a waffle jumper from someone who's no longer in the waffle, you got to kick it to
the curb. Joke's on me.
Yeah, joke's on you.
So I was going through it, and I thought that I was doing like pretty well, because when Holly and I moved last time, I got rid of a lot of stuff.
But that's the thing. I mean, you say you're a hoarder, but you're talking a lot about culling, and that's not the behaviour of a hoarder.
No.
If you're a real hoarder, you're not doing any culling.
Well, yeah, that is true, actually.
And unless you're like my friend Gaby's mum, who pretended that she was culling, but secretly had bought a shipping container and was storing it on a paddock in the country. And when she pretended to cull stuff and take it to the op shop, she was driving to the country and filling up a shipping container.
That's good.
Maybe you should do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Get yourself a shipping container to put your women's rugby gear in.
My secret is, if you can't actually remember the last time wearing it, like a couple months, get rid of it.
Tim got in touch saying, Harry, you need to Google Project 333. That's a great way to cull the wardrobe.
Well, thank you very much for that, Tim. I've had a look, and it's not just clothes, it's accessories as well. You know all that like rat king of necklaces that you've got stored away?
So what is the project?
The project is every 3 months you go through your wardrobe and you choose 33 items to get rid of.
33? Wow. That's a lot. Well, actually, you guys, you know I'm a minimalist. So I'm quite across all the minimalist games.
Smug
so
minimalist.
I think we should all join up to the minimalist challenge, right? Which is every day we get in touch with each other and we have to show each other one thing that we're getting rid of. Every day.
And how long?
You just go and go and go until there's a winner.
Joy.org.au.
Guys, I want to talk coincidences. You know that I think we should rename Tuesday Coincidental Tuesday.
I love Quinky Dink.
Quinky Dink? Quinky Dink Tuesday. That's a much better name.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring one to the table this week. Okay. So I want to run it through it. 2 years ago, I was in the great city of New York, the city that never sleeps. And I was there all alone. And that was great for like a day or two. And then I was very, very bored. It turned for me into the city that sleeps right through the day because there's not much to do. And then I saw a Facebook that an ex-boyfriend of mine, going by the name of Robbie Carmelotti, was in the city, in the great city himself. And he was there alone too. So I hit him up on Facebook and we ended up hanging out for about a week or so and it was great. He's of the theatre too, like Holly. So he like bought me tickets to the theatre and we went for drinks and stuff. It was great. It was great. Just great to have a travel companion.
Yeah, yes.
You know, just good to have a companion.
Was there ever a chance for the flame to reignite or was that never really the case?
No, it wasn't really on the cards, I don't think, you know.
Or the matinee.
You know, it had reignited in the past, but we're talking, it's ancient history, a decade ago. So it was all just friends. Anyway, then we came back to Melbourne and we hadn't really chatted much since then in the last 2 years, maybe once or twice. And then he got in touch this week because I had come up in somebody else's Tinder photos. So he was like having a flip through Tinder and then saw me in someone else's
photo. Yeah, I actually saw you too, actually, the profile that we're talking about.
In the same photo?
Yes.
Can you remember what the photo looked like?
It was you had an arm around somebody else.
Yeah, it's a great photo.
Were you in your pleather harness? Remember when you were a vegan and you were having all that trouble finding a pleather harness?
Oh, okay. That's a different topic for a different day, I think.
That was an off-air conversation.
And we were going to try and find you a felt one. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember it.
Wow.
And I was going to felt myself a cruelty-free.
And I'm the focus of the Am I Banker segment.
We weren't doing Am I Banker back when I was a vegan. Thank God. It was a long 6 months.
Oh, God. Remember that?
Okay, back to New York.
Where were we?
New York.
Oh, you saw me on Tinder. It was a great photo, though, wasn't it?
It was a
great
photo.
I know exactly the same. Because I sent it to my friend Tim. He whacked it on his Tinder straight away, and I thought that's when you know it's a great pic, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway, he got in touch. He said, I've seen you on this Tinder photo. He said, you know you've made it when you're in someone else's Tinder photo. I said, I hadn't noticed, but I had.
Yeah. Mm.
We got to talking. We got to chatting. And it turns out that in 2 weeks, he and I are going to be together alone in the great city of Berlin for the same dates.
Wow.
How's that?
That is a massive coincidence.
Dankeschön.
Dankeschön. Thank you very much.
Good to
talk. Peter to all.
I said, what are the odds of that, mate? I said, what are the odds? I'll strap on your lederhosen and I'll meet you there.
Yeah.
That's my coincidence.
Hey, das ist mein Ex-Boyfriend. No?
Right.
No?
I know you weren't probably trying to be offensive, but it does. Something about it comes across.
A bit icky. So I have to ask again, any chance of the flame being reignited?
No.
I'm just regurgitating that.
No. Between probably 0 to 1% chance of the flame being reignited. No. But you know what they say in Berlin?
Don't wear felt.
What happens in the poop stays?
You don't wear felt.
Don't wear felt lederhosen.
No, you don't want to
wear felt. I've actually got my own coincidence, ex-boyfriend overseas type coincidence story. So I was in Krakow, I think that's how you pronounce it, in Poland.
Yep.
And I met this Australian guy who was also gay, but the coincidence was, and he
coincidence
yeah, but he didn't know the coincidence though, only I did.
Oh yeah.
But my ex-boyfriend, his boyfriend before me was him, this guy in Krakow.
So the guy you met in Krakow
Was also,
you shared an ex-boyfriend, essentially.
Yes, we shared an ex-boyfriend.
But he didn't know
who I was, but I knew who he was.
And you didn't tell him?
No, because I didn't. He was like trying to chat me up and he's like, let's go out for a drink, whatever else. And I was like,
and did you do it?
No, I just didn't say anything.
So you didn't make love with him?
No.
You should have done it for the story and then be like, dating history, and then found out all the gen and then turn it around on your Xbox.
I played low key. I was telling him the whole story. Like, got to keep it down low.
Oh, that's a dangerous game. Did you ever tell your ex-boyfriend that you shared?
Didn't. No. I haven't told anybody.
Are you in touch with him now? Let's call it. Give him a call.
Yes, give him a call.
Yeah, Harry, you call him up.
Joy.org.au.
We were talking about coincidences.
Yes.
And I was trying to think hard. And I
thought your nan, you know, I was thinking to myself that your nan would definitely have a coincidence. But, Welsh nans.
But she doesn't really call them coincidences, more like gypsy's warnings.
What? Okay, well, that's really inappropriate, Lorna. That's really inappropriate, but very,
no,
very
but you
funny.
Know, like, you know when, like...
What are some of your favourite warnings?
Well, no, it's just more like, you know, like, when you're not supposed to be doing something. So, for instance, someone might be, like, on their phone when they're driving, and then you look up and you see a police car going past you.
Okay.
And then you carry on driving, you come up to the next set of traffic lights, and in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, just saw a police car, maybe don't do it. And then a police car will pull up next to you, and you're like, oh, that was a gypsy's warning.
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So that's it's not so much. Yeah, it's more like a, it is like a real warning, I suppose.
Yeah, it's
so
like
they just yep. Like one of those. Yep. They're just looking out for you.
Joy.org.au.
Guys, I want to talk to you about my good old friend Irish Brendan.
Okay.
Now we've talked about Irish Brendan before.
He got robbed, didn't he?
No, that was Irish Bob.
Oh, Bob.
There's Irish Bob and there's Irish Brendan.
Yeah.
Irish Brendan was living for 3 calendar years
yep.
in a very posh house overlooking Edinburgh Gardens in North Fitzroy. think of the big terrace, you know,
yeah.
the big terrace
yeah.
place, right? So in a terrace, you can't see down the sides, obviously, because yeah. it's a terrace. So you can't have a great deal. And they lived there for 3 years, him and 2 housemates, and mm-hmm. then they got booted out because their landlord wanted to sell. Right? So kicked them out, got rid of their furniture, hired all the nice furniture, had the beautiful photos
oh,
taken.
Yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
So it was about a month ago. The photos just went up online. Irish Brendan logs on to have a look, you know, plugs yeah. in his modem, gets on there. They've only got dial-up in
dial-up.
Ireland.
Yeah.
Has a look at the photos.
Yeah.
And guess what he sees?
His stuff in still in there that he's forgotten.
Worse.
What?
An entire bedroom he didn't know was in the house.
What?
Shut the gate.
How is that even possible?
How is that even possible? It's an entire secret room.
What?
A secret room in the house that nobody ever told them about.
No.
That you entered through his housemate's wardrobe.
That is a lie.
Oh, my God.
It's not a lie. It's not a lie. I've got the photos.
It's not Narnia.
That's what I said. I said you had your own bloody...
bookshelf.
Yeah, I said you had your own bloody Mr. Tumnus crap going on in the house and you didn't even realise.
So Mr. Tumnus is in a spare room all by
himself. Around with his little hooven feet.
And his scar.
She's thinking, what's that behind the door? Oh, well, there's nothing there. She says now that she realises there's a room there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't like a secret. It had like a real, like a square that you could go through to get yeah. to it. And she said that at certain times of the day,
so cool. yeah.
she could see light coming through it. And she did think, oh, that's weird. And that's as far as she thought. Because the room had a window. That's yeah. why I went to the pains of explaining how it was a terrace house. Because when he was like, oh, we didn't know it was there. I said, it's got a bloody window, mate. Where did you never look in the window? But he said, no, but the window looked out like on the roof. So you could never, you can't see the window from any other place.
That is bizarre.
It is. It's astounding, isn't it?
And were they paying rent for that room?
Yeah.
As well?
How was it divided?
I mean, it would have been a very small room, to be fair.
Yes.
But when it was all gussied up for the photos, they had it like a study. So it had like a couple of bookcases and a desk. Like a perfect working room. Or a panic room. You know, a Jodie Foster. Jodie Foster,
movie.
Kristen Stewart situation. You know what I've always said about that movie? Kristen Stewart and Jodie Foster. Panic room. More like a seriously reinforced closet.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.